You're now listening to Her Story, Women Who Lead, with your host, Sandra Bieber. This is a dynamic and inspiring podcast that really dives into the rich tapestry of women's history, explores critical topics in women's health, and celebrates the profound impact women have on our communities. Stay with us. Please listen to Her Story, celebrating women who lead on air, online, and archived on the WDIY app. This program is generously supported by Lehigh Valley Health Network, part of Jefferson Health. Welcome, ladies. I am so excited to have you on this show today. Thank you for joining us. You know, Her Story is a podcast dedicated to celebrating women who lead. And you two are incredible powerhouses in our Lehigh Valley, global powerhouses, I would say. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to delve into your day, right? And delve into your mind a little bit and share your experience with the people that we have that are listening in and watching. So please introduce yourselves to our amazing viewers.
Hello, my name is Lucienne DiBiase-Dulli, and I am a principal architect with Artifact Architects.
Wonderful.
Here in the south side in Bethlehem. The thing about Artifact that is very particular, and it's one thing that makes it very special, is that the principal, founding principal of the company, Christine Asler, is one of the first female architects practicing in the Lehigh Valley.
That's incredible.
And we are an office of eight, of which we are six women.
That's incredible.
So we are very, very fortunate to be a mostly women-led business.
Wonderful. My name is Fadia Halma. I'm the Lehigh Valley Regional Director for the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development. I cover eight counties. It is a job that is rewarding. I get to have a community impact, both on the economic side and in the community, meeting with community partners. There's a lot of legacy projects that we get to see over the years, start from a blighted project to a full phone building that many people get to use and have services from. So it's been a very exciting time for us. And at the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development, we're currently going under strategic planning to better meet the needs of the communities.
That's wonderful. And thank you. And I see your work especially has been felt. I mean, I'm looking at some of the projects that the both of you collaborated on and doing that research and saying, wow, okay, this is what partnership looks like, and this is what women that partner look like. So tell me a little bit about the projects. I know that you worked on the Simon Silk Mill, so I just tell me a little bit about what that looks like and what other projects that you've delved into.
The Simon Silk Mill was a blighted property, and when they went to consult with Lucene, I was very excited because the vision that she has is so different than what we've seen in the area. She's a phenomenal architect.
Absolutely.
Everything that she has touched in all her projects always end up being based around what would bring the community in and really brings in partnerships. So it's not just like one company working and coming in. She brings in a whole gathering of different partnerships throughout the community, and just phenomenal work, and has really made such an impact on economic impact and community impact on the region.
That's wonderful.
Well, thank you. But in general, no, as Faya said, it's partnership. You don't do this alone. First of all, the Lehigh Valley is an amazing place where partnerships are very easy to make.
Yes.
That's what I find. I also worked in New Jersey before working here in Pennsylvania. I moved in the United States in 2005. My husband is American. I met him in Switzerland. I was an adjunct in the architectural department of the school where I graduated from, and he was doing a PhD. And that's where we met. And when he finished his PhD, we had to decide where to move. Myself being like Italian, born in Switzerland, going back and forth between two countries and working in different countries too, because I worked in Italy, in Switzerland, in France, some projects or competitions around Europe, Sierra Leone, West Africa. When my husband felt that he needed to come back to the U.S., and I went, oh, well, one more countries. let's do it. So we moved here, and I first was starting in New Jersey for 3 years. And then I ended up having this opportunity working with my current business partner, Christine Asler at Artifact. And I have to say that the Lehigh Valley is very special. There is something in the water here.
There definitely is.
There is something that, yes, that makes it that. Like you do not belong just to a business community. You belong to a business family.
Absolutely.
We all talk to each other. Mm-hmm. Like architecture and our journey is very like individual. Architects get to be a little bit snobby sometimes. Mm-hmm. The Lehigh Valley is great. I can talk to my peers. We can exchange experiences. We help each other. And in general, there is this atmosphere that is just within the airs, within the culture, the practice of the region. And it happens at every level. Mm. And that makes it easy.
Yes.
So you can go, you can talk about projects to people. In our case, for the Silk Mill, we also have a great client, VM Development. It's
Yes.
It makes there is a great city, the city of Easton. There is a great client. Mm-hmm. There is a great legislator. There is a great mayor, Mayor mm-hmm. Panto. And we have like Fadia, that is a wonderful connection to the state. Mm-hmm. And we work all together. We make things work. Specifically, in what do? We try to understand how our work can be beneficial to the community. It's not just about reviving, you know, making a building work again, but for who this building is going to work again. And that is something that has been always at the heart of what we do in the office and whatever is done mm-hmm. with my practice and with my work. And that is a question that it's in every project.
Absolutely.
How is it going to work and for who is going to work? That's why it's important to have
When we develop these partnerships and we go in and sit at the table and look at the blueprints and mm-hmm. we ask, like, who's it going to impact? How's it going to impact? You know, what quality of life are we going to bring to the table for this area? And, you know, then I try to find funding for her to and for the city to complete these projects. But it always is, you know, geared and focused at what type of quality of life we can raise in the community.
Correct.
That's wonderful. Yes. That's just something special that's in the water. It's really that connectivity to community and builders that have that in mind, right? Mm-hmm. Partners that have that in mind, saying what's the best and the highest goal that we want to give to these community members? How do we increase the quality of life? And one thing that I love, first of all, I'm a PA girl through and through. However, I immigrated here when I was 5 years old, right? From Cairo, Egypt. We got our citizenship, but we never left Pennsylvania. And Pennsylvania, because it grows with us, and we're grateful to Governor Shapiro. We're grateful for the administration in the state of Pennsylvania, because it really is a go-getter state. I mean, there is something wonderful about the place that we grew up and being proud of where we are. And I think you two women are just really trailblazers in the way that you approach your business, in the way that you approach relationships. And it's no nonsense, right? You need to come with your P's and Q's, and you, of course, you'll shore up any details or anything that needs mm-hmm. to be shored up. But, you know, you mean business because you're trying to make an impact, a positive impact on the community. So let's switch gears here. So tell me a little bit about the initiatives that you're working on currently, each of you. You know, what do you plan to collaborate on with other community members?
I'm actually quite busy right now. So I was born here in the United States. I'm a Lebanese American. My family, my brothers and sisters were born in Lebanon. But when we came to the Lehigh Valley, we came here because there was such diversity and there was a niche of Arab Americans living here in Easton and Allentown. Mm-hmm. You know, my mom worked in a shoe factory, so mm-hmm. I learned early what hard work really looked like and how to really work to be the first in my family to go to college and graduate and get a master's degree. So one of the things that I've always been geared at, and it really comes from the way I was brought up and the culture that we live in, is to give back to the community. And then also to help the less fortunate mm-hmm. and the vulnerable community mm-hmm. that we mm-hmm. have out there. So besides the work I do with DCED, I'm also on the board for Planned Parenthood Keystone. We have an office here in Lehigh Valley that mm-hmm. Our vulnerable community does go to. Mm-hmm. And that's really important to me to make sure that women and men of all ages mm-hmm. have access to reproductive health care and education. And that's really important because we really just want to make sure that everybody has the right to be healthy and to be happy. It's a core value of our American principles and our values, and the pursuit of, you know, happiness is important. You know, working on that, I also am very involved locally with many different organizations, with food banks and things like that, continuing that giving back atmosphere. because we do need strong leadership. I've been helping a lot with helping one of our donors in the area start up a group to help young women mentor other women in the area, and that's been very beneficial. There is a really great need out there for strong women to step forward and to show that it can be done.
Yes.
Especially, you know, when I grew up in it was in politics, it was the old boys' room. Mm-hmm. And learning that you can walk into the old boys' room and command an audience and sit at the table and demand to be heard, mm-hmm. Is very important. And it's not a skill that you necessarily are born with. Mm-hmm. It's a skill that you obtain through practice.
Absolutely. Just like men, right?
Yeah,
like male counterparts. They have to practice and they have to get out into the realms, and so do we. And I think encouraging women to continue to be in that spotlight and in those presentations as much as possible, although sometimes it's terrifying, right?
Right.
It's needed. It is needed. So thank you.
As far as some of the partnerships, Lucene's has an eye for taking a look at something that most of us would say, oh, I'm not tackling that. It's too much work. It's going to cost too much money. Mm-hmm. And just her vision and her imagination to create something new out of something that most people consider garbage or just blight is unbelievable. And to walk, I have walked through sites with her where, you know, I was afraid a mice was going to run over me or, you know, a deer was going to crash into me. I mean, just really broken down.
That must have been a big mouse, too.
Yeah.
You'd
be surprised some of the stuff we walked through. And, you know, to walk through it and see it through her eyes and what can be is magical. I wish I had the power to create and to draw visions like that.
But so, you help. You help to make it happen.
Yeah. So her imagination to create new things is really important, and I really love when she goes to, especially the blighted projects that we've left behind. Because to me, there's so much richness in the Lehigh Valley, and so many good bones,
Indeed.
And so much good infrastructure. There's not many places where we can keep growing and expanding. Really have to take a look at the stock of buildings that we have and figure out how to renovate them and bring them to today's modern standards.
So what happens often with my work? So I have two umbrellas, two hats. I'm an architect with the artifact, and I work with a lot of developers. Mm-hmm. And mostly they're in the Lehigh Valley and outside of the Lehigh Valley. And they will call me and ask me to take a walk with them to go see a property. And they figure out, you know, what can be done. Mm-hmm. After a first walk, I will say, okay, this is what I think you can do. Mm-hmm. I am very fortunate because we have seen so many buildings, so many adaptive reuse, so many different kind of configurations of existing buildings, mostly industrial, like the mills, like the silk mills, or like historic like factories, that you kind of know what's going to happen, what happened to these buildings, and what you can do with them. Mm-hmm. And you kind of know the kind of challenges that you're going to have. Sometimes it works out with the clients, they listen, what can be done. Sometimes I tell them, you have the wrong project. It cannot be done the way how you want it. You need to be flexible on how the building can be reused. Mm. So you cannot force something into something you cannot force a shoe on a foot that doesn't fit, right? That is a small shoe on a big foot. Mm-hmm. So often it happens that, no, they will call me and I'll do it for free. It's like something that I go and I look at things. I also do it. It's a real estate venture with my business partner. We look at properties. We get called to look at properties, and we do it ourselves.
Wow.
We have this wonderful mansion in Allentown on 7th Street that we started before the strike of COVID, and we completed like about a year ago, exactly a year ago.
And it's a historical.
We put it on a national register. One specialty that we have, it's historic tax credits.
Okay.
We help our clients to do a renovation that follows the regulation of historic renovations.
Interesting.
And it's a program that is federal and state. Mm-hmm. What happens is that on the federal level, a developer can get 20% back on the investment on the project.
Okay.
And the state level is a little bit different, but there are tax credits at the state level as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that process and how to make it work for our clients and how to make it compliance. So we did the same thing for this building in Allentown. We call it the Mansion on 7. It's a former doctor's mansion. Yeah. It was abandoned for 40 years in the 300 block of 7th Street, close to downtown. And
he was one of the wealthiest men in the area.
Yeah, it was associated to the Allentown State Hospital. His father, too, was a doctor. It was still a prominent family because they had all the businesses, too. Mm-hmm. So we put the building on a national register. We did historic tax credits. Mm-hmm. We did an historic renovation.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing about us is that when we rent our properties, we first look at nonprofits. And the nonprofit that has taken the first floor of the mansion is part of Valley Youth.
Okay.
It's Silk of Lehigh Valley. And we are very proud of having them. We support their mission. We understand their mission, and we are very glad that we gave the group a safe harbor. And I was told that the place is very special to them. Oh. It's beautiful for them, and they feel like in a home.
Yeah, and besides, she always creates these projects that give back to the community where people feel at home, but she also takes, in her vision when she's creating this, is take a little bit of the history of that building and incorporates it. So, like, if you've ever been to the silk mill, you know that
Absolutely.
That originally was a silk mill. So
mm-hmm.
it
mm-hmm.
still holds that treasure and history of it, but then it's modernized. And she did the same thing with the mansion.
We don't obliterate the memory.
Yeah,
it's important to don't obliterate the memory. Sometimes I go in adaptive reuse and I go, I don't feel it anymore.
Right.
The soul of the original use of the building is gone
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
it's been flooded.
Mm-hmm.
It's been made, the space has been made too perfect. So we like keeping some roughness, some part that still tells the story.
The grit.
Like something very simple, like a silk mill, most of the three-story buildings have fire doors every so many feet at the end of the structure. We kept that in place. And people ask, mm-hmm. what is that?
Yeah.
It's the fire door.
Yeah.
Or, the windows have been redone like the original. The floors have been maintained. So there are some aspects, and that's where you need to know your building code for existing building. There are some aspects of the existing code mm-hmm. that allows you to do what you cannot do mm-hmm. under new construction code. And we play with that. We keep it within the code, but we play with that.
And it's still beautiful.
It really is.
Absolutely beautiful.
I have fond memories of the Simon Silk Mill because when, at Discover Lehigh Valley has their office in Simon Silk Mill, and you see the marriage between history and the modern. And that really is Lehigh Valley. It's
mm-hmm.
this gritty iron town, but also if you look at all of the incredible things that are coming in,
mm-hmm.
technology companies, almost $100 million as being invested
mm-hmm.
in the south side of Bethlehem.
With chip funding.
So a lot of really amazing manufacturers are here. We have a great food scene in Easton and Bethlehem and Allentown. It's interesting. We're talking about you all, but we wouldn't be talking about you all if we wouldn't be talking about the Lehigh Valley. Because your footprint and your handprint, we're so grateful that you came and your husband said, we got to go to America because you wouldn't be here if that would be the case. And I want to play onto some of that. And same with you, Fadia, your history with your family as well. All of that hard work that they've instilled in you. And I also mirror that as well. Hardworking immigrant parents,
mm-hmm.
You learn that from day one, that fire in your belly, keep going and to, have faith in God and move forward. And to love people and give back
mm-hmm.
that generosity element, that hospitality element always. So your architecture, and I want to just play on that real quick. How has living in other countries inspired the work that you're doing here in the Lehigh Valley?
So being Italian, first of all, you are constantly surrounded. No, living in Italy, you're surrounded by history constantly, architectural history. I remember as our weekends, like getaway, our picnics with my family,
mm-hmm.
was to go to see Greek temples south of Naples.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go to see the palace in Naples, or let's go see the palace in Caserta. Your daily life,
mm-hmm.
you are visually impacted constantly
mm-hmm.
by a different environment.
With amazing food, too. I mean,
that too, which helps. Yeah. So, yeah. Like the churches, and every church has some master or some master like disciple. So there is that part. But the fact that I have really three cultures now that live within me allows me to keep my eyes open.
Absolutely.
That's what it is. You see, when I'm in Italy, I'm not an Italian. I'm considered a foreigner. When I'm in Switzerland, I'm not a Swiss. I'm considered an Italian. When I'm here, depends. Like it today, depends. Somebody thought I was Egyptian, by the way.
Hey, part of the sisterhood. Yeah, I welcome you right in. It's
so, but at the end of the day, the fact is that I see it with I was an adjunct for architectural studios in my school in Switzerland. And I had experience with students there, and I had experience with students here. Sometimes I get called like as a critique or a lecturer by some professors. And I see that the visual experience that European or architects, student in architecture, and the ones here in the United States, is very different because the environment is different. So the approach to design becomes different. Like in Europe, because the environment is so close to you, the environment is very much part of your design. You cannot ignore it. Here, very often, when I look at projects, and no offense to who designed it, it's like they've been put in the middle of nowhere. So that is something that often we miss the context. We are lacking the context. It will change.
Absolutely.
As the generations get taught about looking out a little bit more and looking around, that will change. But the main thing is the visual education that is different because the environment is different. But in my case, I'm very fortunate. It's not easy to belong to different cultures, you know, but the part of it is brings richness that not everybody has and allows you to look at things in a different way, in a more open way, in a more understanding way, too.
Absolutely.
So now the architecture history is different in different countries in Europe. So when you go around like Switzerland or Germany, you have more influence of the 1920s. France and Italy, you have obviously Renaissance and Barocco. And then all of Europe has a huge influence with the Art Deco. And then I recognize the Art Deco in New York and in Philadelphia, a little bit in the Lehigh Valley sometimes. So there are some pieces that I recognize around, and there are some pieces that are new. And all of these pieces are part of what makes your experience. And then when you look at a project, those things just come out.
Absolutely.
They just, you look at something, and again, you need to stay open. You cannot be prejudging something, and that's how we do it. I do it with the project and with people.
That's great. And staying open, so going on that vein, tell me, Faria, what can you, for these next coming years, staying open, we'll stay on that vein, and what you envision for the state and what you envision for our community.
Well, I'm also on the planning with America 250 PA.
Yes.
So that is very exciting. That'll be the 250th celebration of our country and the birth of America in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. But that also gives us the great opportunity to highlight everything that we have here in Lehigh County, so and the Lehigh Valley. So we do have our own cultural treasures. You know, we can't just run to a temple, but there are a lot of, colonial aspects that we have. You know, we have the heritage site in Bethlehem, which is a Moravian settlement that's absolutely gorgeous. I'm a Moravian graduate, so that is really important to me also. But looking at all the other gems that we have in the Lehigh Valley and our recreation too, you know, our parks and our trails and how we can make our own citizens and our community aware of them. One of the things I noticed as we were working on the plans to celebrate here in the Lehigh Valley is that many of our own residents didn't even know some of the cultural gems that we have here. So as we go forth in planning, that's going to be one of the focuses of our committee is to really engage our own community to visit all our cultural and historical sites.
Indeed.
And to celebrate them. Mm-hmm. And as we celebrate our cultural heritage here in the Lehigh Valley, that also includes the diversity, the different ethnic groups we have in the Lehigh Valley that make us such a unique area. And one of the great things is that, you know, with our legislative leaders and our elected officials, our nonprofit partnerships, we're all in the same boat and rowing in the same direction. We all have the same goal to create a healthy, happy environment that everybody can live, work, and play in the Lehigh Valley. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting. And I'm really looking forward to celebrating the Lehigh Valley in its own right in conjunction with what we're going to be doing in Philadelphia and the rest of the country. Yeah. But so that's exciting. As far as a DCED, we are continuing to take a look at what our areas that we need to improve and help our communities grow. Mm-hmm. And we know that there's a housing crisis here in the Lehigh Valley. We're currently doing roundtables on that, meeting with both nonprofits and developers and elected officials to find out what is needed and how we can take, especially in the Lehigh Valley, like working with the scene, taking our stock that we have here and improving it. For example, the city of Bethlehem doesn't have much room to grow and to develop new developments. It's going to have to be taking what we have now and revamping that. And again, hopefully keeping some of the historical concept of it.
That's
but
awesome.
That's important for this area. Yeah. We're continuing to grow. We're a prosperous area. People want to come to the Lehigh Valley.
They sure
they
do.
Want to settle down here. Mm-hmm. Allentown and Bethlehem are one of the safest cities to live in. I think Bethlehem got rated number one.
Yep.
And Allentown number two. So both are in the Lehigh Valley. It's fantastic. And again, Easton, with its becoming an area where people want to come visit for not only its history, but also for their wonderful Main Street program that they have, and all their small businesses, the great food.
It's a food, excellent gastronomy.
Excellent food. Highly
excellent.
Recommend it. So there's a lot to be thankful for in the area. And I think part of my job going forward is to really highlight that.
I love that.
And then areas that we need to grow, we need to improve, or areas that, you know, have to roll up my sleeves and get to work and really try to address that.
That's awesome. Now, ladies, I know that this has been the quickest interview that I've ever done because I could sit here for quite literally hours listening to your world and listening to your world. But I, you know, just some parting thoughts on what you think, you know, wrap us up in 30. And I'm excited to, you know, for everybody to hear this wonderful conversation. And thank you for all that you do for our region.
Sure. Thank you for having us.
Thank you. I think for me, it's really raising up the next generation who's going to inherit the Lehigh Valley. For me, it's a goal to make sure that people that go to college here, go to the universities, have jobs, do internships here, that they actually stay. So, you know, that they stay in the Lehigh Valley, they find it that this is their home, they start their own businesses or, you know, join another business. But I really do think that the future is here in the Lehigh Valley, and I think we're going to grow, and I'm really looking forward to just engaging in that, making sure that we prosper, but also finding avenues for people to relax, you know, get involved in recreation and have a balance in work life. That's really important to mental health. And I really do think that's all here in the Lehigh Valley.
Awesome.
We talked a lot about Allentown, Bethlehem, and Easton as the three hearts of the Lehigh Valley. And there are more hearts around the three cities. And what is amazing as you start to look outside of the three cities is that the history through buildings is very strong. The Industrial Revolution really happened in the Lehigh Valley.
That's right.
And it didn't just happen in the three main cities. And it happens south of us, north of us, all directions. And there is a lot of untapped resources outside of the, of the main three centers, and that's where we are already looking outside with clients or with our own development to bring wellness outside of the three cities and make sure that the smaller centers don't get lost, because this region has some beautiful little towns.
Absolutely
beautiful little towns. And then downtowns, the main streets are dead. So what we can do to bring them back
and infuse
some life in that? Because the next step is that. you and I know, yes, because we absolutely already started, yep, that. No, we were looking.
And we're working on the ministry programs.
Yeah, we are looking on a couple of those, mm-hmm, projects. That's the next frontier for this region. And obviously, as Fadia said, is to work with the next generation, yes, because it's a legacy. So somebody needs to come after us. Mm. So
hopefully
it's
women.
Yes.
Yes, hopefully.
Absolutely.
Women.
Strong women, yes.
Yep. By the way, you're Lebanese, you're Egyptian, I'm Italian.
Yeah.
What we have in common is strong mothers.
Yes. Strong mothers.
Strong mothers.
And that's in case, I'm raising strong daughters, too.
Truth.
Strong
I have mothers. Strong sons, you know. Yeah. But yes, indeed.
I have strong daughters. You have strong daughters.
Yes,
but
yes,
we have in common strong mothers,
yes,
Mediterranean strong mothers.
That's true.
That told us you need to work hard.
Mm-hmm.
You're a woman, but you can work hard,
yes,
and you'll make it.
That's
just
exactly right.
Be stubborn.
Yes, be very stubborn. Thing.
So that's what makes us
what we are.
We're stubborn.
Thank you all so much,
Ms. Tien.
Thank you, Fadia. This has been one of the most inspiring conversations that we've had. And you know, this is going to take us to the next wind, right? And celebrating March and Women's History. So thank you both. And
thank you.
I hope that you have a great rest of your day. And tune in, everybody. It's going to be incredible. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Please listen to Her Story, celebrating women who lead on air, online, and archived on the WDIY app. This program is generously supported by Lehigh Valley Health Network, part of Jefferson Health.